Hello and welcome back to Java with Sugar. This is our sixth arc where we're looking at Qlik software, field service edge, end of life, and how to navigate this migration process. I'm joined again today with Peter, and this will be our first episode of this arc where we are exploring the end of life and common migration practices. This is important to understand how you're going to navigate your end of life if you are a field service edge customer, and key factors to address when migrating to another solution. We thank you for joining, and we're going to get right into it. So the first thing is, why is Field Service Edge going end of life? Well, firstly, it's going end of life in December of 2026. So about 2.5 years out, there's still some time. In terms of the reasons why, there's not an official reason as to why it's going end of life. We need to understand a little bit of the history. Firstly, Qlik Software was acquired by Salesforce in and around 2019. And it just makes sense that they would sunset Field Service Edge. Field Service Edge is a cloud solution running for field service management. And as we all know, Salesforce is also a cloud solution or a cloud platform with its own version of field service management called Salesforce Field Service. So it only makes sense that they would sunset the previous cloud solution in favor for their own cloud solution. And we have to understand that there was a previous version called Field Service Lightning, which was co-built by Qlik Software and Salesforce. Another point to recall is the end of life with the on-premise version of Qlik Software, known as version 8.3. This solution went end of life a couple years back as it was quite outdated as being a legacy on-premise solution. The last thing I have to mention here about Field Service Edge, it's barely had any updates, new features, and evolution in its product lifecycle in the past couple of years. So these are some of the perhaps potential reasons why Field Service Edge is going end of life. But at the end of the day, there is no official statement as to why. We just know when. Peter, any thoughts on this and perhaps how customers should go about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've covered a lot of that foundation of, you know, Field Service Edge, why it's going end of life. The big piece that we really want to make sure to touch on right at the gate is, what should you do? How do you handle this, you know, transitionary period? And I think that we wanted to have this arc at this time because there's still time for you to handle this without any panic, without any, you know, emergencies or anything like that. You can still approach this transitionary period in a calm, methodical way. And I think that starts with, for a lot of companies, an RFP, request for proposal, releasing that so that companies like Salesforce and DAppSolute, other implementation partners with Salesforce and other solutions out there, can respond to your request for proposal, can provide you with proposals so that you can start to work through those, gather a final list of solutions, of implementation partners, so that you can then go through the process of actually, you know, vetting them, getting demos, getting, you know, budgetary proposals, SOWs, and all of that in time to start the actual project, start the transition with time before everything goes end of life. And it's important during this transitionary phase to look inwards, consider what you want for your future solution by looking at trends in markets and what you are seeing, what issues you're seeing with your current solutions, scalability, longevity of other solutions, and be able to really understand what you want, because this is a time where you are going to be hunting for what you want. Another important piece that I want to call out is that Salesforce has not been idle since the announcement of FSE going end of life. They have been preparing for this. They are prepared for this, as are their solution implementation partners like DAppSolute. We have worked with Qlik FSE. We have worked with Salesforce Field Service. We have worked on projects migrating from one to the other many times. And so we understand the best ways to manage this change in a smooth and appropriate manner. So make sure to rely on the tools, the resources like us, like Salesforce, who are prepared for this eventuality so that you can have a smooth transitionary period as well. Stephen, you have had a lot of experience in this area. You've worked on ClickFSC, you've worked with Salesforce Field Service. What are some key practices in this migration phase?
Yeah, definitely, Peter. Firstly, I think, you're outlining a plan, a path forward for businesses. And I think that was really well said. In terms of, best practice, if you want to call it that, first thing, it starts with planning. Like, planning is everything. We still have a decent timeline, but that will quickly be sucked up. And so understanding what to plan for and how to plan correctly, I think, is vital. First things you want to consider is this a lift and shift? Are you just taking a tactical approach to moving from Field Service Edge to your next Field Service solution? Or are you going to take this as an opportunity to review your business, your tech stack, your processes, and evolve and enhance your solutions, including Field Service, into a new approach, perhaps taking a platform methodology? We would call this a transformational approach. That's maybe a first thing to consider and understand. Is this lift and shift, or is this an opportunity to evolve? Next, you want to take a look at, what are the features that you're currently using in your Field Service management operations? What is absolutely vital? What has not provided as much value as you had hoped for that you can perhaps cut away with or not put as much priority into? Understanding that solution parity in terms of what Field Service Edge has offered you and ensuring that these key offerings are present in your next solution is important, and understanding what your future solutions may provide, which Field Service Edge may not have provided, is equally as important. I would say the number three is planning for change, adoption, change management. Are your people ready? Are your company ready? Are your resources ready? Changing solutions, regardless if it's a Field Service, a CRM, or an ERP, it's a big change for your organization. So you want to make sure that you're planning for the people change as much as you are planning for the technological change as well. And the last thing I'll say about planning is timeline is everything. Understand your timeline, both from the end of life perspective, but also within your company. Perhaps there are parallel projects. Perhaps your company is going through an M&A. Perhaps it's going through a change in and of itself, perhaps with its business model. So you want to align all of these factors with the timeline and take the right approach. Peter, any advice on best practices from yourself?
I think you did a great job hitting on best practice when it comes to the actual solution. I'm going to bring it back to, and I feel like I'm harping on this during this conversation, but bring it back to choosing the right partner, extremely important as well. Because FSC is an FSM solution, you want to make sure that you're finding an implementation partner that has experience working with, like, are good at working with FSM solutions, that has experience transitioning from FSC to whichever solution you're choosing for your future, and that they are able to show how that experience will improve your project, whether that's with respect to the amount of time it takes, they're able to do it faster, and that's what you need, an effect on price, the effort from your side that they're able to shoulder more of the load because of their experience, making sure to understand all of those things about the partner that you are choosing and compare and contrast between differing partners is a big part of this time. And you know what? D-Absolute checks a lot of boxes. this isn't an ad. I apologize. Stephen, I think that's everything on my end. It's just, I've been harping on it. Partner, partner, partner. Just make sure you consider it seriously.
I agree. I mean, it's solution on one hand, and who's going to implement your next solution on the other, right? So I think they're equally as important and definitely critical for your business. We'll conclude that with this episode. So thank you for listening. We took a look at Field Service Edge, its end of life, when and why. We took a look at, what's next for your business, how to go about this journey. And lastly, we talked a little bit about some common best practices when going to select another Field Service Management solution, as well as an SI. I want to thank you, Peter, for joining me on this. I do want to mention that we do have multiple webinar series around this topic. One just occurred here in March. We have our next one here in May, and we have another one, I believe, in July. We will put the link underneath this episode, so please take a look. Next episode, I'll be talking with my colleague, Naeem Khalid, about the process of migrating from a product that is retiring. We're going to dive deeper into this and understand, you know, what is the process that you guys should be looking to take. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our page. Give us a follow. We would love for you to visit our website and contact us anytime about your migration needs. That'll be it for this episode. Take care and thank you.